U.S. officials said Friday the Delta variant of COVID-19 is now the dominant strain worldwide, accompanied by a surge of deaths around the United States, almost entirely among unvaccinated people. United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Rochelle Walensky says U.S. cases of COVID-19 are up 70% over the previous week, and deaths are up 26%, with outbreaks occurring in parts of the country with low vaccination rates. The seven-day average number of daily cases is now more than 26,000, more than twice its June low of around 11,000 cases, according to CDC data. She says, quote, this is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated, adding that 97% of people entering hospitals in the U.S. with COVID-19 are unvaccinated. The White House says around 1 in 5 new cases now occur in Florida. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci claims the more contagious Delta variant has been detected around 100 countries globally and is now the dominant variant worldwide. Britain reported its highest number of new COVID cases in more than 6 months on Friday, days before the government plans to relax curbs on pubs, restaurants, and nightclubs and ease requirements to wear masks. Government data shows there was nearly 52,000 new cases of coronavirus, the highest daily total since January 15th. However, with over two-thirds of the adult population fully vaccinated, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said the time is right to lift most remaining restrictions, due to a weaker link between case numbers and hospitalization or death. From Monday, nightclubs in England can reopen, and pubs, bars, and restaurants will be able to pack in more customers. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Devastating floods have torn through entire villages and killed at least 126 people in Europe, most of them in Western Germany, where emergency service workers are still combing the wreckage on Friday. Unsuspecting residents say they were caught completely off guard by the torrent dubbed the, quote, flood of death by German newspaper Bild. Streets and houses were submerged by water in some areas, while cars were left overturned on soaked streets after floodwaters passed. Some districts were completely cut off. In neighboring Belgium, the government confirmed the death toll had jumped to 20. Luxembourg and the Netherlands were also hammered by heavy rains, flooding many areas and forcing thousands to be evacuated. In Switzerland, lakes and rivers were also swelling after heavy overnight rainfall. Some parts of Western Europe received up to 2 months' worth of rain in 2 days on soil that was already near saturation, according to the World Meteorological Organization. Russian officials hailed a quote-unquote miracle on Friday after a passenger plane made an emergency landing in a Siberian field, and all 18 people on board emerged, suffering only cuts and bruises. Government officials said communication was lost with the plane, but the emergencies ministry announced later it had been found, apparently after making a hard landing and survivors had been spotted. Officials announced everyone on board, including 3 crew members, were alive, and the medics had only recorded mainly bruises and abrasions. Images on social media show the plane flipped upside down with dirt inside the cabin and its nose destroyed. The incident comes just 10 days after the crash of a plane in Russia's Far East, killing all 28 people on board. Russia was once notorious for plane accidents, but has improved its air traffic safety record in recent years. Flying in Russia can also be dangerous in the vast country's isolated regions with difficult weather conditions, such as in the Arctic and Far East. And the Eiffel Tower reopened on Friday after an 8-month shutdown because of the COVID-19 pandemic, its longest closure since World War II. As a countdown clock at the foot of the tower turned to zero, there were cheers and applause from visitors waiting to get in. A brass band started playing, and people started filing through the entrance. There are still concerns about the virus, so masks remain required, and each elevator car is only carrying half the normal number of visitors. And starting July 21st, visitors will need to show a French government health pass to demonstrate that they are either vaccinated or have a recent negative test for COVID-19. And the Eiffel Tower reopened on Friday after an 8-month shutdown because of the COVID-19 pandemic, its longest closure since World War II. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And more, VOA 1.